Welcome to the Radio DePaul podcast. My name is Misha, and if you hear an ambulance in the background, no you don't. I am gaslighting you now. You do not hear an ambulance, and this is not the fifth time I've tried to record this without an ambulance in the background. I don't know what is happening today. Anyways, today I am actually re-recording this episode because just pure hubris. In the last recording, I said that I didn't think it would snow until January, and this morning I was waiting for my train. It was like 20 minutes late, and it was like flurries. It just really tiny, sporadic flurries. Nothing huge. It didn't stick at all, but it was still snow, and I was still... All I could think about was how I said it wouldn't snow until January and just how wrong it was, and I need to correct that mistake. On behalf of past Misha, I apologize. But that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about Halloween, actually, and we're only getting closer and closer to Halloween, so I wanted to go over some free last-minute plans in the city, just in case you're not sure what to do. I'll be starting off with events in the city, events at DePaul, events that are not actually events, and then movie recommendations, as well as horror movies that were filmed in Chicago. Starting off with city events, the first thing is the Linkin Park Kazoo Fall Fest. So this is every Friday through Sunday in October from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m, so there's 1 weekend left to go out and enjoy it. There are professional pumpkin carvers, a pop-up stand with food, and live music from 3 to 5 p.m. There is also a pumpkin patch, and of course the zoo itself with the animals and such. There are other ticketed parts to the fest, but free stuff is the best stuff, right? Also, this is unrelated, but did you know that the Linkin Park Zoo was built over a cemetery? I'll link a couple of articles in the show notes that go over it in more detail, but it's not really the point of this episode. And the next event is the Navy Pier Pumpkin Lights. It's basically just a display of elaborate carved pumpkins that's been on all month, and it'll end on Halloween night. You basically have 1 more week left to go see it. There's not too much to say about that one. The next event, though, is the Haunted Halstead Halloween Parade. And if you're not in the Linkin Park area, it's kind of like one neighborhood north of there. It is free for spectators and costume contest participants alike. If you want to be a part of the contest, there are cash prizes, I think, for the top 2 or 3. The parade is going to kick off on Halloween at Belmont and Halstead at 7:30 p.m. and it's estimated to end at 8 p.m. at Brompton and Halstead. And then the awards and other celebrations are at Roscoe and Halstead until 10 p.m. It sounds really cool. The Moon Jam fire performers are going to be there if you like fire, and I'm assuming it'll be pretty chilly either way. The next event is downtown. It is the Arts in the Dark Parade. It'll be this Saturday, the 29th, from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. And it says they'll be starting at Staten Lake and then traveling south to Staten Van Buren. I don't know how that's going to take 2 hours, or if the parade kicks off at 6 and then celebrations go until 8. Either way, it looks cute. It mainly focuses on Halloween as, quote, the artist's holiday, and they have a handful of performance groups that'll be on. The final thing I wanted to mention is actually paid, but I wanted to mention the Rocky Horror showings at the Music Box Theater. I think there's 5 Friday through Monday this weekend, like some earlier, some later, and it'll be shown on 35mm film, which is cool. Actually, I was at the Music Box Theater a couple times earlier this month to see House from 1977 as well as Jeffrey's Body from 2009. Those are my horror movie recommendations. They're both kind of cult classic movies in very different ways, but really fantastic. Either way, I think it's maybe $11, if not $13. But that does wrap things up for events in the city, and now on to events at DePaul. I didn't find a ton of events on D-Hub, to be honest, but the first one is Nightmare on State, which is hosted by Health Promotion and Wellness. It'll be tomorrow afternoon, so the 25th. And their little blurb says, "Have no plans for Halloween, we got you. Learn about harm reduction if choosing to drink, as well as fun and substance-free activities. We have free food, fun, and freebies." The next event I think sounds really cool. It's the Halloween One-Shot Night. It's being hosted by DRPG. I'm not sure how many people can feasibly show up to this sort of event, though, before it becomes a bit too difficult to host. That'll be on October 29th, 3 to 7pm. And finally, on Halloween night itself, there's Concert Cave from the DePaul Activities Board from 7 to 9pm. I think it's like song association and karaoke. Yeah, it says, crawl into the Cave of Music, refreshments, and prizes. Frighten yourself with a game of song association. Finish the lyrics and karaoke. No tricks, all treats. I think a lot of these events are geared towards freshmen, which isn't a bad thing. But those are all of the events that I was able to find, like, at DePaul that are Halloween related. The other thing I wanted to mention are, like, not events, but also something to go out and do. I'd personally recommend visiting cemeteries. Do you expect any different from me? Not really to go like as a Halloween thing, but more as a cool fall thing. I said the weather was a little bit better for it in the original outline, but I do retract that. Wear extra layers, bring snacks, and it won't be too bad. But the closest cemetery, though, to Lincoln Park campus is Hebrew Benevolent and Wonder Cemetery. They're connected. And they're on the southeast corner of Clark and Irving Park. Just north of the same side of Clark is Grayson Cemetery, which is a lot better known. And to get to either of these cemeteries from Fullerton Station, the quickest way is to take the Red Line north to Sheridan, head one block north again to Irving Park, and then head west along that street until you get to Clark. Another nearest by cemetery is St. Boniface Catholic Cemetery. It's also on Clark. I would take the bus for that one instead. I think it's the 22, maybe. Or you can take the Red Line to Argyle, walk a few blocks west until you get to Clark, and then walk south towards Lawrence. Either way, it's in like the Andersonville neighborhood. You have Google Maps, I'm assuming. And I wanted to move into movie recommendations just to kind of round things out a little bit if you don't really want to go out all that badly. I haven't seen a ton of horror movies myself, but I did ask around the Radio DePaul office studio to get recommendations from other staff members, starting with our GM Grace. She recommended The Blair Witch Project. Our production director James recommended The Shining, as well as all of Jordan Peele's filmography. I recommend House and Jennifer's Body. And Natalie, who helps out with Pocket News, recommends Parasite, Lights Out, A Quiet Place, and It. The 2017 version, though, and not like the sequel. Oh, and this is a little bit of a later addition, but our promotions director, Angelie, also texted me that some of her favorites are Mother! Exclamation point, Swallow, Raw, Videodrome, The Fly, The Platform, and The Original Candyman, which was filmed in Chicago, and I'll talk about that in a bit. She also said that Midsommar and Get Out are also awesome. And that wraps up our recommendations. I also was spending some even more time on the Chicago Film website and was interested in horror movies filmed in Chicago. I'll be going in chronological order with these ones, starting off with Child's Play, which is from 1988. It's the first of like three films in this series that are in Chicago. And this first one is essentially about the soul of a serial killer named Charles being put into the Chucky doll, and then the doll being, you know, evil. It was filmed in Lakeview, which is really interesting. It's not terribly far off from Lincoln Park. The other one, also from 1988, is Poltergeist 3. It's the final of a trio, and it's a supernatural horror film featuring the John Hancock building on the poster, and it's filmed mostly in the downtown area, to what I know. You know, my apartment building has never been quieter, but the outside has never been louder. I think at least three ambulances have passed by lately. Maybe all of my neighbors are like dying. Well, that would fit the theme, wouldn't it? The next movie is from 1977. It is The Relic. It's a monster horror movie that takes place at the Field Museum, and I actually have been trying to avoid spoilers for it. It's basically about like a weird mutant bug that ends up at the museum, and I don't really know. I really want to book some people in the anthropology department and have a movie night because I'm really curious. It has really terrible reviews and I want to witness the horrors not alone. because I'm sure it's a multi-layered horror of, you know, not only this freaky bug, but also museum ethics. It sounds really curious. But the next movie is Amityville Horror from 2005. There's like at least 9 different iterations of the Amityville series. This one being the 9th, and I don't think it's the last, and I don't really want to know if there's more, because that sounds terrible. You never need more than 9 movies, but it's about a family moving into the house where serial killer Ronald DeFeo Jr. killed his family. This movie has pretty terrible reviews and harsh criticisms for not really adding anything new to the series. Again, movie number 9. I can't imagine why it wouldn't be very necessary or creative. What's coming up with a new original story mean anymore? Next is A Nightmare on Elm Street from 2010. It's a remake from the 1984 version. It is also the 9th installment of that kind of franchise. It's a supernatural horror about a handful of teenagers in Ohio getting killed by Freddy Krueger, filmed in Illinois. It received pretty terrible reviews, but it was profitable, and I don't think the Amityville one was. Finally, the last two movies I want to talk about are Candyman, the 1992 version, and the 2021 version. I haven't seen either versions, but actually the more I read about them, the more I'm interested in seeing them, like, hopefully as good movies and not like the relic kind of movies. They have the same plot where it's about a graduate student in Chicago researching and stumbling upon the Candyman legend, which is about, quote, the ghost of an African-American artist and the son of a slave who was murdered in the late 19th century for his relationship with the daughter of a wealthy white man. The 1992 version is the first of the films, and the 2021 version is the 4th. They just have in common that they were actually filmed in Chicago. That about wraps things up. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope that if you're in the city, you'll go to at least one of these events if you can, or that you'll go next year, perhaps. I really love Halloween. It's like, it's the only holiday that really truly matters in my heart. Yeah, go out, have fun with it. Goodbye. Have a great 2 weeks.